Washington boy. Oh, God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Renee Pape may have already talked to you about this. This was brought up in our WASCOP meeting here last month. But several counties and the commissioners are taking a step forward in creating a resolution in the opposition to the legalization of marijuana within the state of Wyoming. Campbell County took the first step, so to speak, and the first to sign, and several other counties have followed. But I wanted to give you a copy of their resolution and see if that's something that you guys wouldn't want to adopt and make as well.
Will that be on a bill in the legislature and that issue this session, you know?
So there's a couple bills regarding marijuana, and this is one of the, of course, I think it always comes up.
Does that take a two-thirds vote during a budget session to get that, Mary? I think it does.
Yep. So just something to consider. It's not a necessity. Yeah. I don't know, it just shows the state that that we're taking the stance to oppose it, and if it is something, I'd be more than happy to get with Matt or
Mr. Chairman,
to draft it up for Sublette County.
So go ahead and make a motion, Joel.
Should we wait till he has one drafted for us? Is that your intent, Casey?
We can wait till Matt drafts.
Okay.
I was just
going to. We need to have something in writing to approve.
I was just going to have a motion to appoint Matt to make.
Mr. Chairman, I move we request Sheriff Lear and Matt Gaffney to work on a resolution for us to consider in opposition to legalization of marijuana in Wyoming.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we authorize Sheriff Lear and Matt Gaffney to proceed forward in drafting a resolution in opposition to legalizing marijuana in Sublette County or in Wyoming.
Just for the Sublette?
Our resolution we can only do for our county.
Well, see, in this Campbell County, opposition to the legalization of marijuana in Wyoming. So it would be for the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, because you can't. I mean, if you're you can't just do it countywide. It has to be done statewide.
Okay. Yeah. Our county we can do that. We'll let Matt take care of that.
I would suspect WCCA will have a similar position from all the counties at our legislative conference.
Any further discussion?
Is there a bill before the legislature to legalize? Is there anybody pushing?
I don't know if there is yet or not.
There's a push every year, whether there's an actual bill.
But whether or not a bill
I'm not
ever
aware
comes
of that. Right now, the bills that are on the table are quantitative, trying to define what's an amount for edibles, mm-hmm. Because we currently don't have, the statute doesn't cover that. So.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. The other thing, this year Teton County is hosting the first special Olympics, Winter Olympics, in February. They put out a request to outside agencies to assist with a torch run and also the handing out of medals during the ceremonies. This went out to detentions and law enforcement. I do have several individuals that are interested in wanting to go on their own time. What I was going to ask the commissioners if you would be willing to allow us to take a county vehicle to carpool some of those people to and from the games up in Jackson.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Fine with me.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. That's all I have. Holidays were pretty uneventful. It seems like a lot of people left Sublette County to get away. So
it's more warmer.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Did you get your rifles?
We did. Yep.
Good.
All the rifles came in. So, yep. I think we're just waiting on a few Magpul accessories, and then we should all be good to go.
Out of curiosity, what brand were they?
Oh. I believe they went, I can't remember if it was Springfield or.
It don't matter. I
That's kind of something I enjoy. So.
Yeah.
You know, you're more than welcome to come down and take a peek.
So. I might do that.
Okay. We haven't we haven't issued them that yet, but we do have them.
Are they SBRs or are they full length?
I think we went, they're a shorter barrel because they went with the suppressor. So, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Fun. All right. Anything for Sheriff Lear, gentlemen?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mary, do you have some more business before we...
A couple more things.
What's that?
I got a couple more
Okay. Yeah. Right, let's hit those.
I have a bond for Betty Cheney, who is the bookkeeper for the Rec Board. And then, Mr. Chairman, I have a copy of the CLG annual report, CLG being Certified Local Government, as part of our Historic Preservation Board.
Right.
They have an annual report that they have to submit, and you need to sign it.
Okay.
So, that's that.
All right, anything else, Mary?
You know, no, just the bills.
Just the bills. Okay.
Would you like me to?
We'll let you
start
the bills, and we'll go ahead.
Question of one of the bills.
You bet.
Last session we had, we deferred a check to Real Verde.
Right.
Yes.
I did not see on that voucher list for this time.
I pulled that invoice. We paid the rest of the bill, but I pulled that one particular invoice, and I'm still holding it. I've asked them for them to split that that invoice. So I've got it. I haven't submitted it for payment yet.
Because you haven't got an explanation?
Yeah, I want an explanation. And I'm also going to meet with them to figure out how we're proceeding on the whole rock thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the other one was the two of the Title 25 to St. John's. Was that two separate claims?
Two separate people, yeah.
Okay.
Two separate deals.
Yeah. Do we get reimbursed for that?
Oh,
no.
No? Mm-mm.
It's all ours.
Just saying, last year's Wyoming.
We can open our own Title 25.
I know it. Yeah.
Last year, the state of Wyoming negotiates their Title 25 fees, but we don't have that prior that right.
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 And that was one of the bills. I don't know if it fits up again this year or not.
I don't know. We're just lucky to have a Title 25 program, period.
Commissioner Rawhauser, would you like to start with old business?
The only business that I have is the correspondence I've had with the WCCA and the maintaining with the Wyoming municipalities and the discussions about the half-mile ring to the five-mile ring.
Right.
And,
I've been involved in that discussion also.
The more I find about this is the fact that there's a few communities, and that's all. Everybody else is working to fix their disagreements or their problems.
Right.
Whereas a couple counties can't do it.
Right.
There. So I could see this going by the wayside and the WCCA moving forward with more important issues.
Yeah.
That is the only thing I've had to do with what concerns us over
the Commissioner Noel.
I don't think I have anything, Andy.
Great. Commissioner Burnett.
Well, I participated in that teleconference call with WCCA on the preventative services along with Stephanie Piles is the public health director for the Department of Health, and Angie Van Helflin, who's the community health section chief, along with Eric Barlow. And the topic, I guess, deals with a new way to to deliver preventative services. Representative Barlow has some ideas regarding a bill that he may be working on with regards to that. But nonetheless, there's a timeline that comes involved because of the expiration, if you will, of the PMO contract. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some further discussion with the state on how to deliver those services and whether or not they can continue to use, or the suggestion was use the current infrastructure, if you will, with the public health nurse department to do that. Presumably the funding decisions and allocations for the funding is going to go to the county. Who's going to be responsible for doing that, whether you hire a person administrator or the public health nurse, I don't know. So that's up for, still up for discussion.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Burnett. Commissioner Bowen?
I just got off a conference call with Liz Cheney's office in regards to the protest of the proposed decision on the renewal of grazing on the Upper Green. There are two main issues that we're concerned about. One is stream bank alterization of 20%, and one is forage utilization standards that are being imposed with no basis in the forest plan. We'll be pointing out in the objection that it amounts to a de facto reduction of about 32% in grazing AUMs on the Upper Green. The due date for objections are January 8th. Then they will set a date for a hearing. The hearing will likely be with the forest supervisor in either Jackson or in Pinedale. Our request to our congressional delegation is to write a letter including the authorized officer and ask for either withdrawal of the decision or withdraw and revisit the utilization stream bank alteration standard and the forage utilization standard. So that's kind of where we're at on that. There's another conference call this afternoon with Senator Enzi's office, and I'm waiting to hear from Travis McNevin from Senator Barrasso's office to try and, our goal is to get our congressional delegation on the, where they all working off the same information and that they're working together on presenting this. I suggested that they go directly to the chief with these concerns and ask the chief to address the issue of decisions being made in an EIS that are contrary to the forest plan standards. And so that's under consideration at this time with the congressional delegation. That's all I have on that, Mr. Chairman. We will be, I will be meeting with YDOT director panels, and I've asked both Casey and Shad to attend to further discuss concerns about Wiley.
Okay, perfect. When are you meeting with them?
Thursday night.
This lucky week. Year.
Oh boy, yeah.
Okay.
Question for Commissioner Bowsman.
Yes.
When you say the forest supervisor from either Jackson or Pinedale, with regards to a meeting, who might that be?
The forest supervisor is in the Jackson office. Okay. Her name is Tricia O'Connor.
Okay.
And the authorized officer is Rob Hostler, who's a Pinedale District Ranger right here in Pinedale.
Okay. Thank you. Just want to make
but,
sure. So that goes to my question earlier.
Right.
Is that this is the part that I don't understand. Is that the input from the parties that be to the Forest Service on this proposal for the Upper Grade. And evidently, many of the bullet points that were in that were not listened to. They just went ahead and did whatever they wanted. Now, we're in a process where Commissioner Bowser is having to go back and get all of the big dogs in this fight, when if the people at the local level were all at the table discussing what needs to be done, could have saved a lot of people a lot of grief. And there again, the PR, the working together, would have been unbelievably easy. And agree to disagree, of course, but I don't understand this.
Well,
but there's a lot of things I don't understand. So
in 7 years of doing this, I still don't understand it either. So
yeah,
there you go,
Mr. Chairman. Yeah. In follow up to Mac's point, which is right on, I asked the delegation people to bring up the issue with the chief from the standpoint that one of the major redirections of this administration is to take into account the concerns of local and state government during these kinds of decision-making processes. And the fact that that never happened, the fact that the county and the conservation district have been in-depth involved as cooperating agencies during this entire process, yet when the record of decision comes out, it appears that none of our concerns were, didn't even listen to us.
So I guess in the world of politics, you made the comment that when we go to Washington, we will be meeting with the director of the Forest Service.
We will try to. With some of our
local. So rather than just being on stand in the corner, is this something that you bring up to him? Because by the time we get there, he will have known that there's a problem with, when you say the upper green, he'll know what you're talking about.
We hope so. Okay. We hope so. If the congressional delegation follows up like they're being asked to, and I think they will. I don't think there's any question that they won't.
So you're saying we had input, but the input was ignored?
For the most part. It wasn't totally ignored, but most of it was. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was by no means implemented.
No. The issues we have with and the record of decision were addressed during our comments, but they were not taken into account during the record of decision.
Anything further, Commissioner Bowser?
I think that's it.
Who initiated the meeting with Mr. Panos?
The call came from his office, from his secretary, and the message to me, he was directed by the governor to come here and meet with us. So,
okay, good deal.
And I'm waiting to hear if there's anything like an agenda. I asked Mary to email that office, which she did, and we haven't heard anything back or hadn't as of this morning.
And that's Thursday?
Thursday night, yes.
Terrific. Well, give us a call if you need backup.
Yeah. I think I have the expertise I need.
Yeah. All right, excellent. You know, other than being in the same conversation with Mac and WCCA on those issues that he touched on, I don't have anything to report. Oh, you got that at 11. Okay. Let's finish this and let's get their appointments.
We're just about got this done.
Might I ask Joel a question? On the 32% reduction, is that reduction in the grazing permits, the AUMs, from what they have now?
The way they arrived at that 32%, there's a little bit over 8,000 head authorized, and based on the number of head that have been being the active use in the last few years, if they implement the standards that they're proposing to implement, would have the effect of reducing the 8,000 some head authorized to what's currently permitted.
So there would be no option to take out to reuse and non-use, basically what they would do.
Yeah, and there would be no option for permittees that have a permit for 500 head and they're only putting up 350 to say, I'm putting up my full permit this year. They would they would lose that portion of their permit.
Okay.
That's the effect of it.
Yeah, basically.
And the legal argument that will be made in the objection process is there's always, if there's a reduction in a grazing permit, there's always a legal opportunity for the permittees to challenge and get verification of why that's being done. And then by doing it through this process, there's no option. And they're just gone.
It's just a done deal.
And they have no recourse to appeal or challenge the decision. And that, I didn't know that till today, but that will be one of the legal points that we'll be making. And if it's not resolved in the objection process, this potentially could go to litigation. Too soon to say yet. Hopefully we can avoid that.
Yeah, for sure.
That costs big money now. I did not mention, Mr. Chairman, that the State Department of Ag is also objecting. And I haven't yet seen their objection points, but I expect they'll be very similar to the county's.
Okay. All right, Mary, what do you have on board appointments?
So, Mr. Chairman, if you'll recall, we have board appointments that usually come at the end of the year as well as at the end of the fiscal year. So the end of June and the end of December, we have board positions that have completed their terms and we make appointments. I advertised for the current appointments that you'll make today in the roundup on December 15th, 22nd, 29th, and applications were due by 5 p.m. yesterday. Most all applications I get come by email, so, and we have that ability through our website also to apply. So anyway, the first appointment that I have is a 1 5-year term to the Fair Board. The current position is held by Summer Schultz, which Summer's actually moved away, and so she did not reapply again. And I have two applications for the Fair Board. First one being from Mike Hinn, who you all know from the Conservation District. And I also received an application from Jim Bob Griffin. Just so you know, Jim Bob called me on Saturday afternoon and I received his email. It was sent this morning. Anyway.
I did not realize Summer moved out of the county.
I think she
had a kid and left, didn't she?
I think she left like right maybe after fair.
Or this fall.
Do you want to take these one at a time, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move we appoint Mike Hinn.
She was. I second that.
What was the motion? I didn't hear it.
To appoint Mike Hinn to the Fair Board.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Mike Hinn to the Fair Board. We'll allow you guys to go through those applications before we.
They both do a great job.
Oh, yeah. Both of them would do a great job.
When
When's the next opening on that, Mary?
What's that?
When's the next opening on the Fairview?
Won't be until next year, this time. Unless we would have a vacancy.
Do we have one a year?
No, this year we have one. Next year we'll have two.
Okay.
The board's got 7 on it. So.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot that. I thought it was 5.
I guess it's unusual that you have two so willing and capable
and qualified. Yes. Oh, yeah. It never happens.
More often, you don't have any.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so without.
We got a few of those coming.
So there's motion on the table. Further discussion.
I should have stayed. You didn't hear my brother conversation. About what was the lady's name that left?
Summer Schultz.
That wasn't
Summer
the motion. The motion.
You said
I know.
So
I
well
seconded it. Now second guessing
that. I don't even know who's on the board. So
that's what you want.
See, he's still not listening.
I'm not listening.
I know you're not.
Talk to him about his conflict of interest and his brother-in-law.
Yeah, well, I was second guessing some of my thoughts there.
I can only focus at one time.
Well, you're telling me.
What's your comment?
Nothing. Forget it. We're going to do it twice.
Missed it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll fill you in.
You know what you're saying about payback.
I'll fill you in.
Mr. Chairman, I call for the question.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. The next one, Mr. Chairman, we have 2 5-year terms on the Recreation Board. And the two positions that are up are Paige Harrell and Shanda Jensen. Paige Harrell has reapplied. Shanda has not.
What?
Yeah. But I understand that her job duties have changed.
Oh.
So she's working a lot. So I have an application for Paige. An application from Paige. And then I have 2 more applications for the other spot. Or could be for both spots.
For both
3
spots.
People. Yeah.
3 people for 2
you
spots.
You have an application from Alan Blackburn and another application from Craig Smith. So you probably want to read those.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. This obviously isn't the Craig Smith that I know. That's a Nevada phone number.
I was just telling him since his brother-in-law was one of the candidates, he probably shouldn't second the motion.
It wasn't in favor of, though, so.
It's hard to.
You talk to him.
Soar with eagles.
It'll be all right.
And just a reminder here too, a little discussion is definitely in order. You know, if you want to discuss any of the applicants before you make a motion on them. Or not make a motion on.
And we're looking for
2 positions.
Out of 3.
2 out of 3.
So we'd have to do it individually. Am I correct?
Actually, we can fill 2 positions with 1 motion.
With 1 motion.
That's interesting. Maybe you or Mac know.
Well, the name I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know this gentleman either, but I like his application.
Sounds like Mac, retired public school educator.
Is it all spelled right? Is everything spelled right?
That doesn't mean anything.
That you bet I know it doesn't. I'm telling you. No.
It put me out.
So in, yeah, yeah. Hmm. We have one person who's currently on the board that is applying again.
Is there any comment or information about the one that's been on the board previously and performance and interaction?
No, I have no information there. And this isn't a rule by any means, but we've always, if someone has been on the board and has done a good job and they've reapplied, we've sure been thrilled to put them back on there. That's, like I said, not a hard and fast rule. It's just something that we have done.
The one I'm most aware of and that I will miss having on there, Shanda.
Jensen. Shanda. Mm-hmm. Shanda's been tremendous, especially since she took over the chairmanship.
Oh, man, she did a really good job.
So they'll have to get them a new chairman.
How many people are on that board? Five?
Five. Seven.
Nine.
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 Holy
Nine.
Cow.
Ooh, finally getting things done.
That's amazing
to
do.
A lot of that goes to Shanda.
Yeah, oh yeah. A lot of it has to do with the chairman. Just keep that in mind, gentlemen.
Get her by the
yeah, head. Right.
You can't do this to us.
I like Craig Smith's application.
I do too.
I really like that application. I'd be inclined to reappoint the one and appoint Craig to the other position.
Well, I'll make the motion that we reappoint Paige Harrell and appoint Craig Smith to that position on the rec board.
Okay.
I'll second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Paige Harrell and Craig Smith to the two vacant rec board positions. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, the next position that we advertised is a 1 year or a 1 3-year term on certified local government. Again, certified local government is the Historic Preservation Board. The position that is up is held currently held by Carmel Kale, and I have no applications.
Hmm. That's easy.
How many people are on that board?
It varies.
Sounds like there's one less now. Huh?
Yeah, they've got a bunch. I mean, there's probably six or seven anyway on that board. I would imagine that somebody will step up, and maybe even her. But
is Clint Gilchrist chairman of that group?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. He is.
Yeah.
I thought so.
The next position I have is 1 3-year term on the Ag Center Committee. It's currently held by Todd Stevie, and I have one application, and it's from Todd Stevie. I'd like to be reappointed.
Make a motion to reappoint Todd Stevie.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we appoint Todd Stevie to the 3-year term for the Ag Center. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
He just sold his outfit business.
Okay.
And then the last position that I advertised for is, if you'll recall, we have one position on the Predator Board that's appointed, a person from the public that's appointed by the commission. And it's 1 3-year term on the Predator Board. It's currently held by Hugh Steele.
I do not have an application from him, but I do have an application from Gary Bergstad.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I kind of got excited.
Your letter opener, how did
you hear that? Letter opener, got at the top of his letter, but I taped it back together, so.
Mary, who did you say was presently on the board?
Hugh Steele.
Had you heard anything from Hugh that he didn't want to do it? Or?
I haven't heard anything
from
him.
I think he just didn't want to do it again because his term was up.
Yeah.
Because Kate, you're on that board, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was plumb good with calling it good, so.
Hugh had a few run-ins with some people that weren't thrilled about some predator hunting. Mm-hmm. And I think Hugh had a belly full.
Yeah, well, he's pretty involved with it, too. So
yeah.
With that part of it. So.
Yeah.
I don't coyotes.
Yep.
It's a good thing. School teacher.
We're all on a fixed income. These guys are looking to sell a coyote.
They're looking to sell some furs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Supplement their retirement.
It's tough.
All these retired bull ag teachers are looking for something, aren't they?
Just, you know, you can only pound nails so long.
You know, another 5 years, he'll be retired longer than he worked.
You feel better?
I'll entertain a motion.
You make a motion that we appoint Gary
Bergstad.
To the Predator Board.
I'll second that.
Your turn.
It's been moved and seconded that we appoint Gary Bergstad to the Predator Board. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Question for Kay. Do you know him?
I do not know who he is. They were talking, they talked about having somebody put in an application, so they talked to somebody.
Anything else, Mary?
That's all I have for board appointments also.
Okay, excellent. Anything further, gentlemen? If not, we will adjourn for lunch. Adjourned.
Do it.
You got
I can't put that on.
You'll
get
better.
Yeah, you should.
I just have a missing.
What's that? I have no idea. I'm thinking it might be this guy.
I'm assuming the current
number. Go ask him. Throw it on. Quick. Go ask him.
Oh.
How's that? It's one of those where
it would cause a little reservation.
Yeah, you just like two wishes.
Just walk up and say, "What are you doing?" Kind of. What is this? Super.
It will.
Oh, yeah.
He's got something planned. I don't know what he's got in his sleeve.
Who?
You.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, always. Yeah.
Sounds good. Is anybody going to the meetings Friday and Saturday?
I don't care where I'm at. I'm going. I'm decent.
I'm sorry, I got a doctor's appointment on 30. There you go.